This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The government has approved 8,800 crore rupees in Skill India program from the period 2022-23 to 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the demand-driven skill development is the focus of the government and the emphasis will be laid on the convergence and the quality enhancement. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the government has also approved the extension of the tenure of the National Commission of Safai Karmcharis for 3 years till 31st March 2028. And this minister also informed the South Coast Railway Zone has been given post-facto approval, which will lead to efficacy of this railway operation. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held an extensive meeting of the advisory board of WAVES, the global summit that brings together the world of entertainment, creativity and culture. He interacted with the top professionals from India and the world, including actors Amitabh Bachchan, Diljit Dosanjh, Rajnikant, Shah Rukh Khan, Ranbir Kapoor, Chiranjeevi, Anil Kapoor, Akshay Kumar, Anupam Kher. He also interacted with the music director A.R. Rahman, Reliance Industry chairman Mukesh Ambani, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, chairperson of Mahindra & Mahindra Anand Mahindra and others. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the members of the advisory board are eminent individuals from different walks of life. He added that they not only reiterated this support but also shared valuable inputs on how to further enhance India's efforts to make India a global entertainment hub. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic visit to France and United States next week. His tour will focus on strengthening the strategic, economic and the technological partnership with both the nations. Prime Minister Modi's visit to France from February 10 to 12 comes as an invitation of the French President Emmanuel Macron. A key highlight of this visit will be the AI Action Summit, where the global leaders will discuss the future of the artificial intelligence governance. And India, as a co-chair of the summit, will play a pivotal role in shaping this international AI policies, emphasizing the ethical AI development, accessibility and innovation. Briefing this media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that both the leaders will hold bilateral talks and address the India-France CEO Forum. In addition to this summit, the discussions between Indian and the French leadership will cover defense, trade and energy cooperation, further strengthening the bilateral ties. The visit will also see the inauguration of the India's new consulate general in Marseille, aimed at improving the consular services of the Indian diaspora in southern France. Following his engagements in France, Prime Minister Modi will travel to United States on February 12 for a two-day working visit. The counting of the votes for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held today. Preparations are in full swing for a smooth and fair counting process. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Alice Vaz, said that the scrutiny of this election documents, including Form 17C and 70 assembly constituencies, has been conducted. Independent central observers appointed by the Election Commission, candidates and their agents, and the returning officers were present during this scrutiny. Our correspondent reports that 19 counting centers have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for the counting of votes. The India's foreign exchange reserves increased by $1.05 billion to over $630.6 billion in a week ending January 31. According to the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India, this is the second consecutive week of the rise of these reserves. In this previous week, the country's forex reserve had increased by $5.57 billion and had settled at $629.55 billion. In the Indian Super League football, Mumbai City FC defeated North East FC by 2-0 at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.